Oh, we got the end out there. We're going to figure out a book, so Lalocha, what the goal of the Chabura, the whole book is to see the Sugyo, learn the basic Rishonim, and then the folks look at Lalocha and Tosh of Anarach, like the Kalim, Taz, Mokharom, Mishnah Brua, and it's advisable that every person should have their own Likud Sefer to bring it down practically to real application, is Manenu, whether like a Chashabis or whether like a Banner. Kabbalah is very helpful, they're very good to apply practically Halacha L'maisa. The Indian of Muksa, if you think about it, Negeiah Shabbos, is probably what most Negeiah practically to a person in general. People go through Shabbos, and if you are either a Bach or you're married, your wife takes care of everything and cooks for you. Like, what do you have to do? You're still in the Beis Medrash, you have early Shabbos and sleeping, people mach for the Zohar 2-3 hours, fine, the visa. But L'maisa, what do you have to really do? Daven and learn. If you think about it, go to the lots of muksa, there are numerous sugyas. Every time you move something, even on the table, a fork, a knife, moving a stender, moving these things, again, about the shell, negate the lots of the muksa. And it's anything you move, whether it's your glasses, whether it's your clothing, gets involved, I don't do it, whether it's our klal, or what the get of tzarech is. And it's probably the most negated thing to get practically in the sugya of Shabbos. The chashivas of muksa and how important it is, the Beis Yosef brings down Simchon Ches. And hey, he brings down a Yishalmi. The Yishalmi says that Tur Shimon, one reason why he was destroyed is because they played with the ball on Shabbos. Played with balls. What's Yisrael explains to B'chaim No, says the Shulchan, is that we see Dvom, Neikim V'yordim Adat Ha'im, responding on Heichen Nekiah, Koyach Kedush and Shabbos Kodesh. We see how important, how deep it is, the end of Shabbos Kodesh. The fact of playing with the ball on Shabbos, the most it could be according to the Oisim, is a din of Muksa. A Muksa. And see, because the avoiding of Chil Shabbos means that Muksa Shabbos caused the Chorban of Tor Shimon. The Shlo writes, the Shleiluch Zabris and Perikner Mitzvah, that Negev to Shabbos, there are, Chaisel B'Ikr knows the different Yonim. However, he points out specifically by the case of Muksa, he says, I'm not discussing people who are Shufti or Shoy, people who don't know, who are Sam Amaratzim, talking about Tamil Chomer, people who know the Halachas. And yet still, they're not somewhat a naim to the real practical applications of an ilma muksa. And then it gets involved, even klishul machtel heter, and says a person cannot move it, leave tzarek klal. Mincha Shabbos quotes from earlier sources, that roim chul Shabbos and Shabbos is the mitzad muksa. That's roim chul Shabbos and mitzad muksa. And then the famous goin, the mice with the gra, that's brought down different swarm, different ways, exactly what the story was. The said was that on Shabbos, either him or his wife, or another yid, they went and they moved either a special sefer, a klipo, or he moved the peruim, different things on the table. And we saw them moving muksa on Shabbos, he fainted. Mamash fainted. So what happened? So either again his wife or his mother picked up the peruim or the klipos and ate it to show its royal achilo. The goyim was still another yid, or his wife moved muksa at such a hagoshet to the concept of muksa that he fainted because of it. Mavol Arayin, how much it can affect you, B'l'chur Pshad is how the Chassam Sofer writes in Parshat Netzavim that the Torah should be a chavis alavavis, that you should bring the Torah as being a real tevedic thing towards you. And he has different examples. One example he says is muksa. He says when someone touches muksa, it's as if he touched a boiling hot coal. You're playing with a fire, and therefore when you touch fire, you faint. That's what should happen to Goyim. He has this chavis alavavis, he has this chavosha, that he's doing, and it's to happen, whether it was by him or by somebody else, yet he still fainted. So you see the aside of muksa, even though hash is drabonon, however, Roy Chul Shabbos, and practically negate us all the time, how important it is to learn the locha, the locha l'maitha. The word muksa, the means to the word chutz, or cake, the edge, or the end, to mikata das, to cut off your mind from something on Shabbos. That's the definition, and therefore the whole man going through different things, the person mekatzes that, whether it's muksa, machlis start kiss, you don't plan to move it at all, they get about klisha machlisir, muksa machlis kupa, you don't plan to move. That's the definition. And the numerous different types of muksas, the oil soul that dominant, the shabu bin down, the base basif, the 6 different muksas, the trace soul has 8 different muksas, there's a mi'iri in Peya that says there are 50 different types of muksas, 50 different types. So, through this man, I'm sure everyone's going to try to make a list, figure out where the 50 different types of muksas are, even in the sugya. But there are numerous types of muksas that are practically applicable to learn and to apply to halacha. Now, first, understand where the source or the history of muksa is. is Moksha din der Rabbanon din der Reiso, the Gemara in Pesachim, Adaf Mem Zayin, the Gemara asked, Moksha der Reiso, is Moksha der Reiso, Omalei in. The Gemara said, yeah, Moksha is der Reiso, it brings a Pasuk down, it says, V'ayu b'yam Yishishi, Yechino HaShavir, the Gemara says, bring down Pasuk Pashas Boi, it says, things have to be prepared for Shabbos. It's not prepared for Shabbos, not ready for Shabbos, you're even Isser der Reiso. The Gemara goes on saying, that's the Pasuk with Azara, the Azara is Moi Tzatzah Komalapa. So we have a Gemara Pesachim that seems to say that Moksha is the Reiso. The Gemara in Bein, Dapez and Beis, Rashi over there, discussing Bachon of the Rabba, he says, Rabba, but in Rabba Shita, it says, Eich Lami, that the Din of Moksha is the Reiso. The Shilta, the way in the civics plane, holds Moksha is the Reiso. Atzal Hasheni, Tosfos, in Erevin, Daf Amnechas, the Big Zan Rashi, says, even though the Gemara sounds like a Pesachim is the Reiso, it's only the Havim in the Gemara, the Gemara is Chayisah, and Avada Muxa is only Dindra Abonon. That's the Be'ikah we pass in the Muxa Avada is only Dindra Abonon. So first, where is Muxa coming from? There is a Sugya that mentions the Muxa Deraiso. And there is Rashi sounds that way is Deraiso. Aloha, the Paiskim say that no, we hold Muxa is Dindra Abonon. Now, even in this Machloikis, as I'm sorry to explain, the whole Machloikis between Rashi and Taisa is the Muxa Deraabonon Deraiso. Is Dafka, if something is Mechen Mitzad, you want to eat it on Shabbos, you want Meshamash it on Shabbos. I mean, however, to metaltul muksa on Shabbos, l'kulam is derabbanon. To move muksa from place to place, one place to another, that l'kulam is a derabbanon. Touching muksa vad is mutter, but moving it, that's derabbanon. Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is only the circle of being mishamish with muksa, eating muksa. So again, so comes out first with the makar for muksa, there is ready makar, deraisa maybe, shayel mung Rashi and Tosfos, the geta, being mishamish with muksa. There's a second circle, the gemara, that's lama and beis. The Gemara brings down that by Shlomo Melech, when David passed away, his father passed away. So over there, Shlomo sent to the Beis Medrash two shailas. He wanted to know, Abba Meis, Mutul Bachama, my father's in the sun. Can I move my father? He's a Meis. Can I move him from the sun to the shade? The second shaila is, the dogs that my father had are hungry. Can I cut up the velas on Shabbos and give them to my dogs to eat on Shabbos? Or is it a problem with that Moksa Shabbat? It's two shailas. One, can he move his father? King of Klal Yisrael, one, can he feed his dogs? The Gemara over there discusses that instead of feeding your dogs, you cut up in the velo. Instead of moving your father, you can't, unless you are a kick or a tinnik. And the other Gemara says a famous statement, he kelev chai is toiv ma'ari meis, that the fact that the person is alive and he's a kelev is much more kosher than a mere meis. We see already where the concept of muksa brought down, David and Malach already. So it goes back in his time, David and Shlomo, they want to know, can he move a meis, or can he cut in the velo? Tzadi Behemoth on Shabbos is a problem with that muksa or not. A third mamakim they discuss where the Indian muksa is coming from is that we'll get to the sugyon called Gimel and Veiz. The Gemara brings down that really the time of Nehemiah, one of the Nevi'im, Nehemiah, he saw in Klal Yisrael they were being very lax in the lachos of Shabbos. Therefore, since they were being very lax, therefore he adds them the gzeres of muksa. And Nehemiah the pasuk brings down, put on the upon Christ all the Xeris and Muksa. Today is when Nana suits are carried. Every time people are lax, you put on coolers. We see in the Klal Yisrael, in the Chemi ready for care, when Klal Yisrael is lax, put on Chumers and Xeris to starken Klal Yisrael. So the Chemi put on the Xeris and Klal Yisrael and said in the Muksa. So before Hashem do ask, is it from Dovah Melech, is it from the Chemi? The Chemi is a bunch of generations later on. But the Maaseh we see in other Maamokim, the Xeris is within the Chemi. A fourth Maamokim, negate to Muksa, is that there's Machlokes all over in Shas between Shimon and Abihuda, if there's a Lacha Muksa, no Lacha Muksa. Shimon said there's no Muksa on Shabbos, and Abihuda holds there is Muksa on Shabbos. And surprising, if you learn the Sugya, we Paschal there's no Muksa on Shabbos. We Paschal no Muksa on Shabbos. The obvious question is, what are you spending the next couple of months learning Muksa when you Paschal there's no Muksa? So again, you have to learn the Sugya to understand what that means, we don't hold the Muksa on Shabbos. For example, Muksa Machmas Mias, we do not hold up on Shabbos, on Muksas we do hold up. The Maisin is a fourth Ma'amok, the Sugya of what the Gedda Muksa is, between Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. That's the basic Makuris of Muksa. Again, either we have a Shal Mitzad Eraisa, that's Negets Mitzad Achil Shavoy, we have Makor Mitzad Dovna Melech, we have Makor Mitzad Nehemiah, or we have Makor Mitzad Machlok Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Again, in the whole Zman, we're going through these different Yonim to apply them actually. The Tam Mitzah Muksa, the Beis Yosef, and the Shmuel Zakdoma brings down different reasons from the Rishonim, and also the Achronim grapple what the reasons are. The way how the Rambam starts off, he first has one reason why, just like we know, the way you walk in Shabbos should not be the way you walk in the week, should not be the same way. put in the way how you moving a Shabbos should not be the same way during the week. The Pasuk says, "Lomani nuach, he should rest on Shabbos," and therefore, kal v'chomer, that person the way how he walks on Shabbos should not be the way during the week. Who did not negate a tiltum? That's one reason. Second reason, the Rambam brings down the tzadim lechus iser, that if you're able to move muksa, you'll lead to doing iser. A third reason, the Rambam says, to mechaltin the days of the week and Shabbos, that some there are people who don't do anything during the week at all. They will not know the chumdin Shabbos during the week. Therefore, the mechal between the two inyonim. And the Ravid says the reason is mitzad the gzeirah itself, which betim is a gemara, and you have to answer what happened to the gemara and what the chumdin machlokes in the Rambam and the Ravid is. I am a gemishna of oyda choinim. It's nichol in the concept of Oman Yenoach. It's nichol in the pasuk of Oman Yenoach. We want you to be knock, as we see that's why the want you to be knock. That's not what Chazal wanted from you. There is a fifth reason that Achorim bring down the Chayodom or the Pekiyam and others that we mentioned at the beginning, that the Nil Moksha could be a Din Deraiso. So even though the whole sugya is dafka to being mishtamish with Moksha, how would Chayodom say, since we have the Klal of Moksha, it could be a Deraiso. Maybe the Abonon. We have a smach dakor b'semcha upon the pasuk of v'chino shaviyu, and therefore a reason why Chazal makes zero because we have a pasuk. We do a smichas dakor b'semcha upon the pasuk. Those are different reasons. And the meaning between what I'm saying now is the chora. How do you look at muksa? Pashas muksa din rabbanon. The klal savak muksa should be savak upon the kula. If it be deraisa, you say savak to raisa l'chomro. Therefore, when you learn the sugya, you're gonna come across numerous machlokesim. Because of my friend and Paiskim is Manenu. Avada, what you should do, you learn a sugyo, is come down to the end, how you think we should come out, what the emes is, and that's how you can follow. But let's say you left with a shikulata, two sides. So the kvalov is deraisa lukulo, deraisa lukumro, and it's rabon lukulo. Therefore, lukura, what's the halacha be by moksa when you left with the sophic? Because of Paiskim, not sure what to do. Sophic, what's the halacha be? The Rashman, Truman, Chelik Bey is brought down by the Beis Yosef, and he says the kvalov numerous times. Since muksa is a case to Rabbanon, therefore sav Rabbanon l'kulo, and therefore the Shaitim brings down the Simchat Tes, that since muksa is the prat, the muksa doshal the reim, therefore shem l'hokol. We know muksa maisa is Rabbanon, therefore it will be mekel, and therefore you left the sofik, the class should be all over, sav Rabbanon l'kulo. Now there are three different challenges that do if the kasha, why should be l'kulo sav Rabbanon, we seem to pass in the way. First of all, there's alocha, the double sheish l'matirim, that we do not say Savg Rabban Lekula. The Chura Muksa on Shabbos is also. On Sunday it's Mutter. You cannot move a pen on Shabbos in Muksa. Sunday it's going to be Mutter. So let's say even Sufik is this Nichol again of a pen. Sufik. Why be Mekel Savg Rabban Lekula? Be Machmas Dabbi Shishle Matir. You have a Heter on Sunday. First, the Chura have different reasons to answer. Either they want to say that when it's Machloik Sapaiskim, we do not say the Klal Dabbi Shishle Matir is Sufik. It's to be Machmas, will be Mekel. The only klal we say savak lechumer by dafshish matirim. It's only when we went to savak and see us what's going on over here. Not savak plukto. Well, another answer they want to taino is that true on Sunday is mutter, but Shabbos is also again, and Shabbos afterwards is also. And the Amon Simchat Beis brings down. Let's say he never has a head to always. Therefore, maybe it could be also. Or a third reason they get involved with using a chavis on Shabbos. The yisoid of dafshish matirim is that if you use it today, why use it today? Use it tomorrow. By tiltum muksa, if you cannot use it today, you lost out on shtamshus, and you can only use it tomorrow. The Rebbe says that since if you don't use it today, you lost out fully to shtamshus, therefore it's not negated to this cloud. So the Meister comes out, the place can say, by muksa is sub d'abon l'kulo. They got a es negate also from a Sfiras Omer. Sfiras Omer, the lochus, can you count bein ashmoshus? The Mishabura brings down that l'kulo is sub d'abon l'kulo. However, you should not do l'chat chilo, therefore you should not count Sfira bein ashmoshus. So if so, Bamuks also should not do Lechatchilo. The answer that Mishmur discussing Sav Gimetzias, Machlokes HaPaiskim, that we say Sav Dabon Lekulo, that we do say.
We don't say count later,
but
it's not related.
Yeah, but that, he's not saying Dabon Lekulo, there's a klal in general, Sav Dabon Lekulo, we don't say Lechatchilo, only the Bidiyavet.
No, but the klal case is Bidiyavet the case.
No, fine, well, don't be Machman. Wait till tomorrow, be Machman. However, there isn't a third actually ask why they should be Machman Muksa. They were saying that Muksa Maisa is a Makar for being a Deraiso. The Taisu Shalom in Gimel Beis says that since we have a Smach Dakro, Therefore, even though the klal always by the rabbans lekulo, however, when you say machakro, even though it's a smachta, the klal of the raiso, and some of the raiso lechumro. Practically, an example, the Prima Gadim discusses, aloch, in the end of simulation days, you have to check your pockets, Erev Shabbos. Aloch, everyone says, Friday night, check your pockets. And why check your pockets? What mitzad itso? Let's say you have Erev, you have to check your pockets. So the post game, check your pockets, mitzad muksa. And why check your pockets on muksa? Maybe there's muksa there, maybe there's not. Savdabon lekulo. So the Prima Gadim has two answers. One answer, he says, Epshel avurei bekal, bring down the gemom, psochem, davdalet, so you easy to check your pockets. Savdabon did not say it was Epshel avurei bekal. Second, he says, since we're saying Chakro, the Chino Sheviu wanted a Smachta Akro, therefore the Cloud Eraser, therefore Savda Eraser Lachumro, and therefore you have to check your pockets, Erev Shabbos, Mitzah Mukso, because even though Mukso there are Bonon, we're saying Chakro, the Cloud of the Eraser. And the person coming down to a soul and others being down this Cloud, even though by Mukso there are Bonon, since the Samach Akro, as a Cloud Eraser. The Maisa, even though that's Shlachura, La Pesach can say this klal. That's before only when the Suffolk and the Tzias don't know if there's muksa there or not. Again, Suffolk plukti, not sure how to paskin. Machlok is a paskin. Machroinim, we shouldn't have discussed it. And who would not say this klal? Suffolk will say Suffolk on the kula. Again, the Shavua says, the Rashba and Beis says, a muksa we say Suffolk on the kula. Only the Suffolk and the Tzias, maybe then it will be machmir.
Checking pockets is not a din of
the what's in the total muksa? Also, again, if you have an Erev, let's say no problem with that. So let's say you live in your shlime, right? You do. So, and you hold the Erev. Why check your pockets for? Echlami, the one reason it's not so, second reason it's not mukso. That's the meaning when you have an Erev. When Akan Akdomo, they were coming out, the mukso meister did the rabbonon by la loco, and machlok the place came to suffer the bonon lakulo. When it's the gate to Matthias, chura, that those one tiny yet say, suffer the rabbonon lakumo, they're clever deraiso. Go through our sugyo, Mishas Tatsov, Kola Kelim, Nikolim B'Shabbos. All Kelim you can take on Shabbos with our same Imam, and take the doors with it. The first obvious kash is, the ratio of the Mishnah is, you have a box with the door that's attached to it. You can move the box with the door. What's the Chiddush? You have a box you can move, the door you can move. See, we did not discuss yet that the goes on further, Afish in the spark, even though the door broke off. But before it got to the concept, even though the door broke off, it says you're allowed to move the door. Why should you not be able to move the door? You can move the box, you can move the door. As I've actually been showing them, Piskeridu answers that's Agav the Sefer. In Echlami, a Poshe Vali, you can't move the door. The Ritva answers, wise comment to tell you that you might think you have to disconnect the door, that it should not leave on the door, but Vadi can move the door with you. And the way the Tosef Chadashim says, the Mishnah is, he's coming to tell you the side of the head of our Mishnah. The side of the head of our Mishnah is Agav Avim, is why the Delos is part of the Mishnah, the same Imam is part of the box. From the Maisa, Vadi allowed to move the box, and Vadi allowed to move the door. Come on, the Mishnah says, after pleasing the spark, even though it broke off, Maisa, you can move the door on Shabbos. Now, to understand the Mishnah, before you just have to understand, there are three separate sugyas of broken kelim, and you have to know what the chiluk between the two, the three of them are. Amish is mechala between if it's karka or metaltalim. The door comes off a box, the box is metaltalim, the door, the Maisa, you can move on Shabbos. If the door comes off karka, it's not mukhan agalaviyim, it's not mukhla teltul, or it's not a kli, therefore you cannot move it on Shabbos. That's all the Mishnah says. In the second Mishnah, the place where us brings down, Mishnah Kukhav Dalam Beis, the more that the Mishnah discusses Shivre Kalim. Our case when the door breaks off. The case in the Mishnah Kukhav Dalam is when the kli itself broke. When the kli itself broke, what's the halacha? The Mishnah over there has machlokes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. The way we pass like the Chachamim is something, if it's me'ein malachton, me'ein malacha. If you take, let's say, a vase and you smash it and the pieces are roi from lacha, to use it as a bottle cap, then it will not be mukso. Why? It's because since when it enters Shabbos, or even Erev Shabbos, Maisa had a shame kli, now it's me'im malachdom, it could do awesome lacha, therefore it's not nichon the get of noilat tefaisis, and therefore still it won't be mukso on Shabbos. That's a second sugya. A third sugya is kuflam chasam veiz. The Gemara that discusses when you have a kiro, you have an oven that one of the legs broke off on Shabbos, or similarly when two legs broke off. The Gemara says you cannot be metatal whether the legs or the kiro. Why shema yitaka? Because you might jam the leg back into the kiro, or the Ramah's words are, you might have a bench and one of the legs broke off the bench, and since you want to put the leg back inside the bench, to use the bench, therefore shema yitaka, therefore since shema yitaka, you cannot even move the bench, you cannot move the leg. Three different sugyas. Each sugya is brought down halacha, our Mishnah is brought down sevches. The Mishnah Kuf Chav Dalet brought down to Vav, and the halacha of a kilo or a saft that broke off its leg is the halacha on Tivka Zayin. And the question is, what is the chiluk between the three sugyas? And that will apply to what is our case in our sugya to apply it practically. So the pashas is, our sugya again that says, by this delas, can you put it back to the table? What says you cannot put it back? Why Shemi Yitaka? You cannot put this door back to the table. Shemi Yitaka, yes, the Mishnah says you can move the table, and you can move the delas, no problem. The Gmark of Lamechas is saying that when the leg went off the couch, you can, since it's Shemi Yitaka, therefore you cannot move the leg, can't move the couch. The obvious question is, what's the difference? Over here Shemi Yitaka, there Shemi Yitaka. Over here Shemi Yitaka, but nicely you can move it, no problem, Muksa. And the locker by kiyo or by a couch, the leg broke off, Shemi Yitaka, then we cannot move the couch. You can't move the kiyo, can't move the oven. Why can't you move it? Because Shemi Yitaka. What's the hill between one of the verses of it? Come on, the Achoina. Sounds like in the Sukkot, or the Ashim, or the Dam, and others, I explain the chiluk. That it really depends what the case is. Over here, by our mission, the box of Ethan is right. The door came off. So the door you can't put back on Shemi Yitaka. But Maisik used the box. So since the box has a function to in and of itself, therefore we're not going to be Gezer, you cannot move it mitzad Shemi Yitaka. We'll tell you you can't put it back on. We'll let you move the leg, we'll let you move the door. Why? Because the box itself has a function. Here by the cure, by the bench, you cannot use a bench without the leg there. You can't sit on a bench, you can't take a chair, leg's broken, you can't sit on the chair, it's not usable. Since the chair is not usable, therefore we're going to be Gezer also, that you cannot even move the chair, you can't even move the leg. So first, our sugya over here, we're discussing by the box, the door that came off, is what the box itself is usable. Give different examples. Let's say the handle came off a door. Not just the door came off the box, the handle came off the door. What?
But the key said, what are you there for? Why didn't the other self super came
even if even it has ma'ay malach, it should be awesome. Even if you use it as whatever you want to use it as, it still be awesome. Shemi Yitaka.
If such a thing is true, that will be.
They discussed that a lot of, let's say when a door comes off by a box for Maisel, we're saying it's mortal. What about a handle comes off the box? Maisel, the handle, isn't the box usable or the door is usable? Therefore, the handle coming off is the same halacha negates our case. Let's say you have a watch and the band broke off the watch. Maisel, can you use the watch? People walk around with the watches without the band. So therefore, the watch itself is usable. Therefore, the band is negated to the case like the watch. It's like our Mishnah. Therefore, just like the band, just like the watch is usable, therefore the band will be like the door, won't be mukhsa on Shabbos. Well, let's say you have a fan that moves around, you metal it, and the screen came off. The fan's usable. You need it all the time, even though there's no resha to it. The resha came off, the mom should be like our Mishnah, and says what? The screen can put it back on, even though you cannot put it back on Shabbos, for the Maisis, still since it's really put on after Shabbos, and right now the fan is usable, the reshet, the screen, will be the same thing like a door, won't be mukta. Atzad Hasheni, by a table, let's say you move a table, and the leg falls off. Very strange, thing that ever happened, I show you, it happened to me, I was sat by me for Shabbos, the only time it ever happened, I moved the table, and the leg fell off. Now what do? You can't exactly start looking up Svarim, you know, you have mukta in your hand, what do? Lachura, everything is mukso. The leg falls off the mukso, the table is mukso. What I did, I put boxes over there of soda, I told someone to bring it over, I was holding the table, to leave it there. You're allowed to use mukso, but you can't move mukso. Why? Because that's lachura in the gate, lachura of kiro. Where it broke off, it's not usable. Let's say you have a stroller, and the leg falls off, the wheel falls off. Which halacha is in gate to? Is it our Mishnah or the case of kiro? Lachura, a stroller, whether it's the fancy strollers now that have three wheels, even the older strollers from my days has four wheels. The mice, when the wheel falls off, it's not usable. You're not going to take a stroller and push it on three wheels. Therefore, what's halacha? It's negair to the halacha. Kuflam ches of kiro. Not negair to halacha. Therefore, we'll not say, therefore, will be mukso. And then, what do those cases? You have to know. Certain cases are, look among the swarm, you're not exactly sure which category to put it inside. For example, let's say you have a broom. The stick came off the brush. Which category is that? Is that like a case of kiro, it's not usable? Or is that like a case of our case, where the maestro is usable, you can use a brush, and the stick came off. Is this stick mukhsa on Shabbos or not? Which one is it? So see the Urcha Shabbos, and the another lucham, a Shabbos and Shama Yehuda, they want taina. They don't know it's Kiva, neither one's usable, and therefore like it's a Kiva, and therefore both is mukhs on Shabbos. Chodeshani says Sakar, lucham mukhs says no, lucham avresh, it is a way for use on Shabbos. And lucham, once it's a way to use on Shabbos, before the stick, it will be like the case of Adelis. So the question, how do you look at a case of a, when a broom comes off a brush, what sugya are we discussing? Well, another case, let's say you have a shirt where all the buttons came off. Is that shirt usable or not? If you ask me, the Maisa, you know, a douche sponge, that you put it on. You save any clothes for easy, one right square, you put it on. I think it is usable. Other one tiny note, of a shirt with no buttons on it, like case of Kiva, the whole big case that's Mukhsan Shabbos. The case of glasses also they discussed. There are different ways the glasses can break. If you want the Shalma Yehuda, 13 different ways the glasses can break the gate of Lokas of Muksa. 13 different ways, and you have to know which sugya is it. Is it a sugya of Kiva? Is it our sugya? The case of Shiva Kalim? Let's take one case. Let's say when one arm breaks off. Is that our case? You see guys in Yeshiva, they walk around with one arm that's off. So the Maisa, this thing is usable, it's for our case, and the arm itself before would not be Muksa. But let's say one lens pop out, before no one walks around with no lens out, it will be a case of Kiva, it's not usable on Shabbos. So again, these are the Chalukim, and you have to know how to apply it. I'm saying how I understand it. If you look in the Swam, they seem to have dropped different ways to understand the Chalukim. But Mathur, that's the Sugya, is our Sugya where the Kleeb Etzel and Box is Roy, and the thing that broke off, Maisa isn't. And that's Mashang and Kiva. The Maisa, the bench is not Roy, the Kiva is not Roy.
How do you know which one is the
Iker
by the broom? Meaning, basically, that if the brush has a top.
What's the main point of a broom? The main point of a broom is not the stick. The main point is the brush. The brush is usable. People will use the brush. In my house, when it breaks off, the kids use the brush. If that's so, I would assume, not like others from say, that this stick is mamish the case of our Mishnah. The Luch HaMuksa says, Eigen Ismi should be like our Mishnah. Because if my Vresh, he says, not Muksa, the stick is Muksa. He says, it's not for income up in Larach. He doesn't explain himself. Don't know why. It's mamish our Mishnah. It's mamish not be Muksa. But he writes Muksa. Shami Yonison, the same Luch HaMuksa. Don't know why. Can't figure out why. Sorry? If you go like the Archa Shabbos, he said Mevresh is Muksa also, the Shami Yudhi says Mevresh is Tav is Muksa. Don't show me, Alistair gets Shami Yitaka, and you let him move the door. Right? That's our Gemara. Our Gemara. Which Gemara is it? If it's our Gemara, so the Chor should not be Muksa.
It's a piece or a snap in half?
Not snap, it's disconnected, unscrewed. Fine, that's the Chor, the Chilip between the case of Kiva and our case. Now the question is, what's Chilip between our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Kukhov Dalda, Shiva Kalim? We have a case of Shiva Dalsus and Shiva Kalim. Why by Dalsus? What is the difference between the two Mishnahs is the same thing? So, Ba'atim, there's a basic Yisodzik Machlokes in our Sugya. Was the case when the door came off of this box? Does this door have a use right now on Shabbos, or has no use for it on Shabbos? For example, the door came off. Does the door have to have a use that you're right to sit on the door? It's right to use as a tray, as a waiter? Or does it not have to have any use at all on Shabbos? So the written by us writes very clearly that this door that came off the box has no use on Shabbos at all. It's not right for anything else on Shabbos. It's only where this chaber. And therefore him and the Taisu Rit points out, since it has no use on Shabbos, why is not Muksa? Since it's where this chaber and connected to the Kli itself, therefore Chiddush is that the Delos itself of the Mice is not Muksa. Afsad HaSheni, look in the Meiri and the Shittu Laran and others. They say that the reason why it's not Muksa on Shabbos is it's sad that this door right now you can take it and cover the box on Shabbos. It has to use on Shabbos. Cover the box on Shabbos. So right now it has to have use on Shabbos. But the way Shilaran says, even after that has to be away from Malach HaKheres, has to have use right now on Shabbos. So come along the Rishonim that Machlokes, what's Pshat on our Mishnah by this door? Does the door have to have a use on Shabbos? Does it not have to have use on Shabbos? When you read Rashi, Rashi Baal says that Lechura, why is it of Elohim Kli? Why is it Motik? Because they're Kli Agav Aviyim. Rashi sounds like, by us, the reason why it's not Muksa, because it's a Kli Agav Aviyim. Moisef Rashi brings down Rashi at the end of the parak, and Rashi at the end of the parak says, V'dalsu Sheyde Teva Migdal, V'tonu Masdisin, what's Pshat on our Mishnah? Why is it Toys Kli Aleim? Why? To Roy L'Yashiv Aleim, it's right to sit upon them. So Rashi at the end of the parak says, Pshat on our Mishnah is, the door on Shabbos has to have use on Shabbos. So the shell is what do with Rashi? Machlokes Achoinim Pshat Rashi, is Rashi the Iker? Like the end of the parak has to have a use on Shabbos, and our Mishnah is only saying the chiluk between the case of karka and metalsalim, the karka is agavavim, not agavavim, akash enke metalsalim. Or forget, Rashi over there in that sugi, we learn the sugi is going according to Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan holds the kisa kalim has to have a shang pli upon it, And that will fear of Yechon has to have a shame kli. Mashenk in Osu, no holak of Yechon, therefore do not have a shame kli. So Shela, how exactly to read Rashi? But there's a clear machloks we showing him that our doors have to have a use for it on Shabbos or not. Aloch lemaiso, the Pasha, the Taz says the reason why over here, the kli, the door that came off the kli, lemaiso is not muxus, royless chaber. The Purim Gadam explains, meaning, even though it's not royal at all, melacha at all on Shabbos, but since it's royless chaber, it's bottle agav the imam, agav the box, and therefore it's not muxus on Shabbos. And you read the Mishnah Berurah writes very clearly, he brings down aloch lemaiso, He says, "Afilu anywhere in the melacha acheres klal, even though it's not roy to any melacha at all on Shabbos, still the ma'aser the shem kli, and therefore allowed to move it on Shabbos. The shvuah the ma'aser is mekel, the sivus is mekel, the pasha the graz. They come along with a taino that even though it has no use at all for it on Shabbos, the ma'aser is not muksa. Afshal sheni, look in the aruch shulchan. He writes, what's the case over here on Shabbos? The case over here on Shabbos is it's roy to be used and cover the kli on Shabbos. It does have use on Shabbos." And then Moshe they asked him into Tulei Shabbos. He had a Shuvan Archaim Chelakei. He says there has to have a use for it on Shabbos. Therefore, there's a Machlok Shushinim, and also the Machlok Shapoiskim. Does this door does it have to have a use on Shabbos? The Shavua says it does not have to have a use on Shabbos, and the Aruch Shulchan says it has to have a use for it on Shabbos. Now, first take the Makilim. Makilim, why the thing for is very simple. We have a loch over here that says the Delos is not Muksa. We have a case of Shiva Kalim, which Ma'in Malachdan is also not Muksa. What's the chiluk between the two Mishnaisim? According to the Mishnah Berurah and the Imei, that points out the Tesis we had, very simple than Afkamina is. By the case of Shiva Kalim, that's Ma'in Malachdan, Mashenke the Mishnah Berurah is saying that what does not be right for Malacha? In this case, not right for Malacha, and still is not Muksa. That's the chiluk between the two Sugyas. That's why we have three separate Sugyas. We have a case of Kira. We have a case of Shiva Kalim where it's Roy Ma'im Malachim. We have Amishna, even that way for any Malach at all. Just if you think about it, it's a massive Chiddush. You have a door that came off a box on Shabbos, has zero use for it on Shabbos, you cannot even connect it on Shabbos, Shema Yataka, and still the Lacha is not Muksa. Why? Because the person is Yachzit to being a Chelik of the Kli, and therefore the Maitre is not Muksa. It's awesome Chiddush, has no use for it on Shabbos, and still it's not Muksa. Why? Not Mekat, that's the Chelik of the Kli. The others who disagree, the Aruch HaShulchan, who's coming like the Meiri and Shitl around, that says the door has to have use for it on Shabbos. I, myself, what's the difference between the two Mishnais and the Mishnah Kufchav Beis versus the Mishnah Kufchav Dalet? You have to answer different to us, and we're either going to say the Chiddush of our Mishnah Kufchav Beis of Agav Avim is not mitzad the ratio. Mitzad the ratio that the Delos is mutter Shabbos, you know why? It's Me'im and Lachton. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is Agav HaSefer, the Karko, even though it has use on Shabbos, the door that came off, still it's Muksa, why Agav Avim? The Chiddush is now what the Sefer, Vada the Reisha, Vada Smota, Smeim Malachim has use for it on Shabbos, you can sit on the door. The Chiddush is, Karka also when the door came off, has use for it on Shabbos. The Chiddush is what? There's going to be Muksa on Shabbos, why Agav Avim? For one Chiddush, one other Chiddush you can say that you don't make a Gezeres Tiltul because of Shema Yitaka. But the Chiddush Ani says, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that says Meim Malacha, or they agree to Meim Malachim. The Chiddush is really not really the ratio, but Chor Pashas, Chiddush is the safer that the character isn't going to be Muksa. Now, to apply this machlokes, to make it practical, and to send the klolim, the gedorm of this Mishnah, take one specific case. You have a button that came off your shirt on Shabbos. Your button fell off your shirt on Shabbos. Is it Muksa on Shabbos or not? Come on the Mincha Shabbos. He says, the Chor is the same machlokes between the Prima Gadam, he quotes, there's others. What's the button? According to the Prima Gadam Mishnah Berurah, the button falls off on Shabbos. Does it have any use for it on Shabbos? Can you sew it back on Shabbos? No. Two, it's a deraisel. What do with it on Shabbos? Nothing. You can connect it after Shabbos. So just like a shirt, which you can wear, which is usable on Shabbos, even when the button is off, all right, you can look around, people wear shirts with missing one button. So Vada which figures it, negate to our Mishnah. The Maisa is a button, Muktanah, says the Mincha Shabbos. Just like the door that came off the door, and the door is not usable for anything. Still it's not Muksa as the Mishnah Berurah, who are in the button is also not Muksa. Therefore, that those who are Taina, it's the same Sugyo. Atala Sheni, what Moshe says, you know what? A maskim is the same Sugyo. But I hold the door has to have use for it on Shabbos. Therefore, Moshe says, what's the button on Shabbos? It's Muksa on Shabbos. Why? Because I hold like the Shitl Ran, that just like the door has to have a use, a button has to have a use. So they come 1 mile to say a button is the same Sugyo as our Mishnah. What's our Mishnah? Do you go like the Shitul around that says there has to have use for it on Shabbos, therefore a button is Muksa? Or do you go, no, like the Chodesh Chedusha around, were the Mefushim way and the Taisirim and others that did not have to have any use for it on Shabbos, therefore Batul won't be Mukso. That's what you'd say, Svar Chitzayinah. Come on, other Achronim and say, no, the Svar is to say why a button is more Kal, and the Svar is to say why a button is more Chomedic. One Svar is, which is a cute patent, which I see in the Svar, they discuss, we're saying a button has no use for it on Shabbos. So, brought down the Kovitz from Beit Halevi from Rav Osner, and Rav Adas, the Sefer Yemei Avraham, is from Noiva, the Shemir Shabbos Kilchosa, says, we do have a use for it on Shabbos. If you ever want, when let's say a button falls off from your shirt, even during the week, what you could do is take the hole, take the shirt and put it through, and then put the button through it and hold it in place and try how it goes. And it has, you can use it on Shabbos. And it's a pentatented shayach. Now, to me, I never heard of it, never thought about it, but they bring it down and people say, yeah, shayach to be done. I see people, they do it. So you're telling me it depends upon this machloikis. No, everyone agrees it's more to Shabbos. Everyone agrees it's not mokso. You know why? Because shayach. Now, again, I never see anyone do it, but if ever gets stuck, it's a wonderful pretend. You see, you can go do a lemaisa. Take, push it through the hole of the material, and push the button through, and the lemaisa will hold it in place. So, maisa, those who want taino, Rav Osner says, you want taino, kuliyama is mutter. And the Yom Avram brings out the Shemir Shabbos, look, kuliyama, button not mutter on Shabbos. I tell the Shani, those who want taino, button is more chomer. It'll lead to other questions that get to this definition of the klal of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is saying that the door is agav avim, therefore it's not mukso. Now, there's a question. Let's say this door, is the fact that it's oimid to connect, it's ready to connect to the table, or something that you plan to connect? Let's say it's oimid, but you don't plan to. Is that the case that it's mukso or not? Maisa, is it because you're going to connect it, therefore it's a chelik of the box itself? Or no, it's oimid to, even though you don't plan to. There, for example, when a button falls off, if it's a push of a button on the floor, what happens? Usually give it to either someone to sew it up. They take any button they have in the jar, or go to a seamstress who sews it up. There comes a button. You don't bring back that button. Therefore, those who want taino, Chaim Lo says, brings down the Mincha Shabbos and says, a button is going to be not muksa, why, like the Prima Godem. He says, no, buttons are full off. Who puts the same button back in the same shirt? Who does that? You want taino, the whole Yisrael of Al Mishnah is that why? The door is going back to the box. If the button is not going back to that shirt, who says it can be a bottle of the shirt? Agav avim, michelik of the shirt. Therefore, B'chaim no wants to be machmen and say a bottle of mice is mukson on Shabbos. Why? It's not go back to the shirt. And the numus achonim go this mahal from the Zalman, the Riyashim, and others, and the Chodoshani. It says that dafko wants aim to go back to that. Now, specifically by bottom, they argue for two reasons. One is first, B'chaim Pitcho Scheinberg, in the end of Shalom Yehuda, has a shtickle on this. He kind of know the side over here, Rehudah Rishonim, is royalist chaber. It's aim to chaber. There's a shame kli over here. Who says you have to really practically be mishaber? Circle Sofia Hashem Kli, it's Aleph. Beis or Choshabah says, is the Maisa, our button is Bizmanenu. If it's a fancy button, we're still like a jacket, we're still given the same button. Even your shirt, a lot of people do use the same buttons. It's more easy and more convenient. All these buttons have different designs and styles. Everyone wants to match up, be the same color. They want to tie on the fakert, our button. Maybe in those days, by Chaim Lo, it is only one standard button. Our button, there's so many different types of buttons. They want tie on. No, we are fakert. This button, when it falls off, you pick it up, they put back to this shirt. From the one child, the one time, to be more machmir by button, because who says this button is going back to the shirt? A second child, a reason to be more machmir, is our sugya comes on the Tosfos Rid, says a chiddush, and says, in this case, I'm putting the door back onto the hinge. You do not need a maisa umun to put it back. But let's say you need a maisa umun to put it back. He says, for example, karka, and Tosfos Rid says, karka, need a maisa umun. Therefore, there is a bin of a seer bekalim. Therefore, there will not be a het of dalos agav imohen. Won't be a het of dalos agav the table. Who the svar is? Because once you need a maisa umun to put it back, it's as if that the thing was destroyed from it, and you're creating something new here. It's not that the door is part of the box. The door came off the box on the door of the box, and now you're creating something new over here. Once you need a umun to put it back, the Tosfos Rid, therefore, it's going to be altered. There are those halacha ma'aser again from Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv, the Chodeshani, the Machman say if you need an umah to put it back in Shabbos, therefore it's also. Now, therefore, they come along and discuss what about a button? Is the button the same thing and not the same thing? Again, they argue on this concept for two reasons. First, those who want to know there's no halacha of a ma'aser umah, even if umah puts it back, still circles soiv. It's bogel agav imoyim. The Archa Shabbos, he has a room in Eisvav, he comes to argue this point, says don't bring me right from Tosfos Rid, he has to wait till on the circular, he brings me right from Rashi, and even if it's a Maisu Uman, still the delos won't be mukso. Loi doesn't want a taina that sewing a button. You might, it's not a ma'asum one. Anyone can do it. Any shawl can do it. It might not come out that well, but anyone can put a button back in the shirt. And therefore, the osnidbru and all this want taina or for Shabbos. Ma'aseh is not a din of a uman. It might be better if a uman does it, but since we do not need a uman, who says it comes out to this chumro? A third klal declare, similar to the inn of uman, is that Tiladov discusses the case over here in our Mishnah. If the door came off the hinge, what happened when the door broke off the hinge? When it broke, not it's a spirit, it came off, you just put it back very simple. What happened when it broke? It's breaking it, being oiker, the shame that the door has a chelik to the box or not. To the others, Mesopic, and the others bring it down. Lemaisa again, Obiashiv, and Shlom Zalman, Maisa, Machmer, they seem to be choshish, that if something is broken off, Maisa would not have the head to the Mishnah, only when something can put it back easily. Atzal Hasheni, again, those disagree, the Archer Shabbos, the Gula Sefer, and they say, no, Sakhal Soif, they read the Shulchan Aruch, who the Seamus HaFaiskim, who cares? Once you plan to connect on Shabbos, still the Maisa, it's Batal Gavim, won't be Mokso. So again, we discussed three Klolim over here, that the Faiskim is Banenu argue and really negate the Batal. In this Het over here, what happens, the Maisa, when you do not plan to put the button back onto this shirt, it is still, is the royalist Chab won't be Mokso? A second shaila in the gate to Uman, we say this head to Mitzal Uman. And third shaila is after when it's Nisparku or even when it's Nishbru. A fourth chum when they come along to be Machmer is in this case of connecting it, is connecting is only a din Durabonon. Shemi Toka. But connecting is only an Issa Durabonon. What happens when you're connecting and doing an Issa Duraiso? So again, you read the Pitzkerit, he says when it's Issa Duraiso, you have to be Machmer. And therefore, Bliashiv and Oresim Sech Techulim, they want to tie by a button, it's the right of Spirit, of Ben Taifer. Therefore, they want to tie the Chush, be Oyvah and Esser. Now, what's as far as Bechavdin, the Rabban Dereis, I'm not sure. And see the Mishnah Shal Shabbos, the Kalaj Shal, Leib Tzorachin, what's Chilv to the Rabban Dereis? Soif Kol Soif, cannot connect on Shabbos. And the Pasha, the Stimus of the Paiskim, not be Mechalik, whether you need a Din Rabban or Din Dereis. So again, it comes out where the Paiskim are saying a button, someone say the same Achleikis. Someone will be Mekel. There are four reasons to be Machmer. Maybe it's Nichol in the get of Uman. Maybe it's Din Dereiso. Maybe it's a case of Nishbu and Anifru, and not it's a case of Nisparik. And Void, who's there to put the button back to that place? And therefore, since there are four reasons to be Machmer, Void is also set up the whole entire thing like a Moshe, that we go like the Shutuban to be Machmer. Therefore, the numerous forum were Choshul Chumro, the button, the fourth of Yishun and Shabbat, the Maitre is Moksha. We mentioned before, just go through different cases, a case like again, like the stick came off out of the broom on Shabbos. When it came untied, the Chura has, the Maisa has no problem with this problem. To screw the stick back inside the broom, you don't need a Uman, it's not broken, it goes back to the same place, you plan to put it back to the same place. If Shemamish have applied to all the Kolom over here, the Chura should be more to do that on Shabbos. A case where you watch where the band came off on Shabbos, if you need an Uman to put it back on Shabbos, you're going to allow Machlokes inside the Uman. The Orcha Shabbos brings down this case and says it's much, it's not much to the band on Shabbos, but he Lamaisa L'shitosai, because he holds that Halacha of Uman, the Maisa is not Muksa on Shabbos. He doesn't hold the Chum of Uman. Maisa doesn't hold the Chum of Uman, maybe, therefore your band will be Muksa on Shabbos. Another case is discussed, Orcha Shabbos brings down, let's say your tooth falls out, a false tooth, or the crown falls out, also the Gemara of the Shailo, the Archa Shabbos says it's the same getter of like a door to a box, also applies the Klolom, Maisel should be the same halacha. Let's say a school falls out of any chair, a school falls out, is that Muksa or not Muksa? So the Muksa have been down the same circle, this is Mamasha circle. If the Maisel, if you have a chair and the school fell out, the chair is usable, the school fell out, it might be a case of Delos, and therefore not be Muksa on Shabbos if you hold something that's not usable on Shabbos, the Maisa is not Moksha, go like the Mishibruah. If you, however, you go like the Aruch HaShulchan HaMoshah, the Chura school that falls out, would be Moksha on Shabbos. Fine, that's been said the case of Metalklam. Negate the case of Karko, Veklin HaMishnah, that the Delos is Moksha. What the reason is, Rashi says why the Delos is ain't a Kli, and the grass brings down that Losh and the Delos not Kli. The way the Rambam says it over, it's why even though it's a cleave, it's not mukhum betotal. The words of the Rif and the Rosh, not mukhum betotal. The Bialocha and Sefiyot says, Machloikis, Rashi vs. Rambam is Yisoid is a Kli. Namuch L'Totolo is not a Kli. That's how the Bialoch understands it. And Magmish understands it. Al-Tzal HaSheni. The Chaznish, he brings down the Bialoch and disagrees. He said there is no Machlokes. They're discussing different aspects. That the Rashi discussing it's not a Kli. Why it's not made for Tashmish, less than Mechubar. Al-Tzal HaSheni, the Rambam discussing even though it's Kli when it's Mechubar, Maisa has no use out of it. He says no Machlokes. Discussing different aspects. But Eich Shiyah L'Maisa, a door to a karka is muksa on Shabbos. Now, first, the Magaram says, even though a door that's connected can open and close, and let's say muksa, can you move it back and forth or vada not? So why is that mukha v'toltul on Shabbos? The ma'isa can go back and forth. A door is mukha v'toltul. So that Chonim say that even though that's considered toltul on Shabbos, and if it was muksa, you cannot move it on Shabbos, but it's called tiltul b'miksas. And tiltul b'miksas is not mukha v'toltul agamri. Therefore, even though it's connected, avad it's mukha v'toltul b'miksas. When it came off, now one matatul agamri, one mucha will not help the other mucha. That's how the Yashim and Shavuot Yitzchak brings it down. Or the Achronim say, Tiltul Miltzach, Tiltul Miktsas is not mucha, Tiltul Gamri. Now, when a door falls off for it on Shabbos, even if it's Roy from Malacha, the Paiskim of Machmer, what the reason is, the Magar Ram says the reason is Alf Mingedes Katzoi, Kiveger, and the Mishavu brings down Kiveger. Why? Because it's Agav Avim, and not only is it Agav Avim, it's the Kula, Agav Avim is also the Chumra. So it really comes out, what is Agav Avim doing in the Mishnah? According to the Mishnah Berurah, Agav Avim in the Mishnah, it's come to tell you, even though it's not really for anything at all on Shabbos, it's not Muktzah. So Agav Avim is coming to tell you the Heter. The Oy says the Mishnah Berurah, Agav Avim is also telling the Chumrah, that when the door falls off, and even if it's right from Malacha, since it's Oymel Eschaber, it's also telling you the Isser, and therefore it does not have a shame of being Metalt on Shabbos, even though it's right from Malacha on Shabbos. Now, different cases they just apply by Karko, make it practical, they discuss, let's say a handle falls off the door on Shabbos. Is it Muksa or not? Of course, Mamash HaMishnah, just like the door falls off, it's Muksa. A handle that falls off on Shabbos is Muksa. Or Air Shabbos is Muksa, and therefore you cannot move that handle on Shabbos. Let's say, they just, or for Shabbos being down, you have the tris, you have the box covering it. You can open up the box, the box comes off the cover, it says also it's Muksa, it's like the door comes off, it's like when the box comes off.
Oh,
so then we'll get to Rafael and the Kol Mahat Miyaka something, make them use. First is Nichol Nahu Mishnah, then with Miyaka things, make things establishes, and make it to be right, that's how we use it. A interesting case, the first coming down, according to the Forsha Mishnah, is what happened to go to the Beis Akisei, and the seat came off, disconnected. I left pick it up and put it down on Shabbos and use it. That's Mama should be a case of a door. And therefore, you go to take it off before you can put it back on. As once Rav Reuben Shul happens, I went to Rav Reuben and asked him, tell me, Maisa, Smoksa. And Maisa, now I see the safety brings down Smoksa. So I asked him, stand there, tell everybody, but Maisa is Smoksa, not to use it. He told me, no. So I asked him, why not? He said, therefore, you don't have to. I'm not sure why not. Before it's a case of Smoksa. It's Medea the Oilam. Like a clap in the Shul, Maisa is Smoksa, don't use it. But Maisa, Ikkud HaPashkim say that when the sea comes off, when it came off on Shabbos, only Smoksa, even Erev Shabbos, unless, again, he used it before Shabbos. Already and get to the way to Miyaka before Shabbos, then there won't be Muksa. There is a Chiddush. The Chodashani says that when the sea comes off, the Maisa says not Muksa. He says not Muksa. So Echem Nechabur will let him Niskirel. The Maisa says, why is not Muksa? It's Mamash HaMishnah. So he says a Chiddush. He says the Shimush of using the seat is not a Kesher to the thing itself. As we read his words, Kinam Moshe Zay Roy LeShimush, but Ein HaShimush Kosher Imash Shenishbar, Difur Not Dong LeDalsu Nishbarku. I don't know what those words mean. L'chura, I don't know. L'chura, Mam should be a Mishnah, should be a case. L'chura, that a seat that comes off your the toilet on Shabbos, L'chura should be Mam should be a Mishnah of character should be Muktzah on Shabbos. Just one last aspect to get to the case of our sugya. This Indian L'chura, when a delis comes off on Shabbos, we're saying by metalton is mutter, by karka it's also. Let's say it's a klish shumalach to le'isser and it came off. The door came off. The pashas is and the Arpa Shabbos says. His case is the case of a fan. He holds the fan of Kli Shemach L'Isser, which we'll have to get. He said when the Resha comes off, he says the loch of the Resha is like our Mishnah, and just like the fan of Kli Shemach L'Isser, what the Tzarekuf Mekoyimai, the Resha, the screen that comes off, is like the box, and therefore has a loch of Kli Shemach L'Isser, and therefore you can move the Resha to only Tzarekuf Mekoyimai. Why? Because Agav Avim has a gedur of the Kli itself. Pesachim discussed the same thing by Muksa Machmuk Sar and Kis. They discuss when it bakes on Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, Sebet Shailov. Let's say when it bakes on Shabbos, also, since when it entered Shabbos, it was agavavim, it should be mamshi kesef karko. Just like my karko, it's mukso. Here also, it's either mukso mitzah mingidus katsoi, or be mukso why mitzah is agavavim, like the Mishavua says. And therefore, just like betaflim, it's agavavim mitzah the hetu, and my karko is mitzah the iser. By klisha mach the iser, I have a get of klisha mach the iser. By ksaron kitz, I have a get of ksaron kitz. Why? Because oimel is chabit to the kli itself. On Akan the Sukkah, Be'ez Hashem, next time we're going to start off from Sif Aleph and Beis, the locks of Saron Kis. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow will be the locks of Sphere Saimer.
They're
Nishmer. They're Mamma's Nishmer, and they're
Nishmer. Should stop it in the meantime?
You save it, save it.